Let's go on. Our clavichord is kept in the living room. 我们的古钢琴被放在起居室里面。好，这里面 living room 表示起居室的意思。它的英文解释是 room in a private house for general use during the daytime. 这是起居室。那么在英式语中间，通常还可以用 sitting room 来表示。Sitting room 表起居室，相当于 living room. OK, 好，文中说的是 Our clavichord is kept in the living room. 古钢琴被放在起居室里面。那么这句话可以变成主动的，我们把古钢琴放在起居室里面，变成主动语态。We keep our clavichord in the living room. 注意倒置，一般现在是 We keep our clavichord in the living room. Let's go on. It has belonged to our family for a long time. 好，注意这短语。Belong to 翻译成属于，那么这短语的特征是不用被动语态，类似一些词，比如说Happen, 发生，表示偶然事件发生，没有被动的。Take place, 表示必然事件发生，也是没有被动的。那刚才讲的词是 have, 当 have 表示有的时候，拥有，它也是没有被动的。OK, 这些词 belong to, happen, take place, have, 都没有被动语态形式。OK, the instrument was bought by my grandfather many years ago. 这个乐器是很多年前被我祖父所买的。OK, 被买是 was bought, 好。就会变成主动的，我的祖父很多年前买了它，变成了 My grandfather bought it many years ago. My grandfather bought it many years ago. And recently it was damaged by a visitor. 最近它被一个客人给弄坏了， OK, 它被弄坏，被动态， It was damaged, 那变成主动的，最近一个客人弄坏了它， Recently a visitor damaged it. Recently a visitor damaged it.She tried to play jazz on it. 那么演奏爵士乐是 play jazz. 企图做梦是 try to do something. OK? She tried to play jazz on it. And she struck the keys too hard and two of the strings were broken. 她过分用力的敲击琴键以至于两根琴弦被弄断了。OK? 那这里面注意一下 too hard. Too 表过分太的意思。For example, using too much. 你想的太多了。Using too much. You work too hard. 你工作太努力了。You work too hard. OK, 注意 too hard 表示过分用力的意思 too 表太过头我们的例句是 You think too much. You work too hard. She struck the keys too hard and two of the strings were broken. 两根琴弦被弄断了 OK, 我们看这次 break. Break 原型叫弄断弄折弄碎的意思它的过去式过去分词不规则变化 Break, broke, broken. OK, break 本意表示弄碎的意思 For example,She broke two strings. 她弄断两根琴弦，这是主动概念的。再比如说，她摔倒了，几乎摔断脖子。She fell and nearly broke her neck. She fell and nearly broke her neck. 她摔倒，几乎摔断脖子。Okay, break. 注意，过去式过去分词不规则变化。那么，它的过去分词是 broken. Broken 还能作为形容词表示断了的、破了的、折了的。For example, 玻璃碎了。The glass is broken. The glass is broken. 玻璃碎了。再比如说这本书太破了 The book is broken 我们不能翻译成这个书折了翻译成这个书太破了 The book is broken 再比如说琴弦断了 The strings were broken The strings were broken 好简单回顾一下关于 break 的用法 Break, broke, broken She broke two strings She fell and nearly broke her neck Broken The glass is broken The book is broken The strings were brokenOK, 文章中说的是她过分用力地敲击琴键以至于两根琴弦被弄断了。She struck the keys too hard and two of the strings were broken. My father was shocked. 好我的父亲感到震惊我们可以说我的父亲对此事感到震惊。My father was shocked at it. Now, we are not allowed to touch it. OK, 我们不被允许碰这个古钢琴。好我们不被允许被动语态的它是一个一般现在时的被动。变成主动语态父亲不允许我们碰琴弦那变成了 Now my father doesn't allow us to touch it Now my father doesn't allow us to touch it OK 我们看这句话中间 My father 做主语的 doesn't allow 不允许被动词允许谁呢允许我们好 us 做宾语的允许我们去碰它那我们去碰它碰是我们的动作宾语的动作所以 to touch it 是个宾语的不足语 OK It is being repaired by a friend of my father's他正在被一个附近朋友所修理着 OK 好这里面 It is being repaired 是一个进行时的被动那么变成主动的说我附近一个朋友正在修理他 A friend of my father's is repairing it 进行时 A friend of my father's is repairing it OK 好我们注意这个结构 A friend of my father's 我父亲的一个朋友他们他是一个双重的所有格 My father's friends， 我父亲的朋友本身是个所有格，那 a friend of my father's 表示父亲的朋友中的一个是另一重所有格，所以叫做双重所有格。这些结构还可以替换成 one of my father's friends， one of my father's friends， 父亲朋友中的一个。OK， 那么再比如说 Tom lent me one of his books， Tom 借我一本书，还可以变成 Tom lent me a book of his， 他的书中的一本。OK， 那么再比如说他是我的一个朋友， he is one of my friends。或者说 he is a friend of mine， he is a friend of mine， 他是我的朋友中的一个。 OK， 这个结构叫双重的所有格。我们看一下关于双重所有格的用法。 It is being repaired by a friend of my father's. A friend of my father's is repairing it. Here, a friend of my father's means one of my father's friends. Tom lent me one of his books. Tom lent me a book of his. He is one of my friends. He is a friend of mine. OK, let us passage.